please, 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 Oasis, do this track live. Please.
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
Here's my thinking, right? Just before the encore. Mm. That will be brilliant. That'll go off. Or when they go off and then they come back on for the encore. Yeah. Imagine that. Brass section walk on and they start.
They play. I'm sure they played Round Away at Nebworth. I vaguely remember it.
I think it'd be brilliant if they do that. Yeah. I think it'd be absolutely brilliant. I'd love that. I don't know if any of Oasis are listening.
I reckon they're all listening.
Tiff was... Oh, I haven't said this on the air. Did I say this on the air? I told you off air. Tiff was away at the weekend working, and she's flying back from Denmark.
Right.
And she sent me a text Sunday saying, Andy Bell is on our flight.
Oh.
And I went, oh, my God. She's got to say hello to him. Absolutely. Is he in Oasis? Is he?
Yeah.
Is he performing? Has he got the gig? Is he back in the band? Is he back in Oasis? Is it Andy Bell? Who the beep is Andy Bell? Familiar to millions. Andy Bell. Yeah. Oasis. And then I was writing a message going, "Oh my God, you got to say hello to him for us."
Mm.
And then I thought, I'm quite impressed that Tiff knows what Andy Bell looks like.
Yeah.
Because Tiff's knowledge of stuff is, you know, not on our level.
Right.
You know, the famous story is when I was watching telly one Christmas, she walked into the room and went, "What are you watching?"
Oh, yes.
And I said, "The man on the left is called Eric Morecambe. The man on the right is called Ernie Wise." It's Morecambe and Wise,
yeah,
Tiff.
Morecambe and Wise.
"Do you not know the Arse?" Because, "No, I know the Arse." They went, "No, they look like." So I'm like,
She also told Marcus Bumford they were quite big in America.
No, in New York.
Oh, New York.
You know, your band's really popular in New York. They did perform Round Our Way.
Yes, good.
Look at this. The Nebworth lineup for Oasis back in the day.
We were both there, weren't we? We didn't know each other at the time.
No. Yeah, we're both there. So look at this for a set list. This is Nebworth. Columbia, Acquiesce, Supersonic, Hello. I wonder why we're doing that anymore. Some Might Say, Roll With It, Slide Away,
yep.
Morning Glory, Round Our Way, Cigarettes and Alcohol, Whatever, Cash No Shadow,
Love
Wonderwall, Master Plan, Don't Look Back in Anger, My Big Mouth, It's Getting Better, Man, Live Forever, Off They Go, Encore, Champagne Supernova,
yes.
And then I Am the Walrus.
Awesome. Walrus. What a gig. John Squire came on for Champagne Supernova, didn't he? That was lovely.
That's right. And I Am the Walrus he stayed for.
Mm.
Anyway, it wasn't Andy Bell from Oasis.
Oh, what?
It was Andy Bell from Erasure.
Oh, no.
Ooh, sometimes.
That's really funny.
I just suddenly thought...
you must say hello to him.
I thought maybe she's met because Andy Bell is friends with another friend of ours. Yeah. So we've met Andy through our other friend.
Yes.
A few times.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever met Andy Bell in the capacity of Andy Bell from Oasis. I've just met him as in one of our regular listeners who might even be listening right now.
Oh, right, okay.
So anyway, I went, "Which Andy Bell?"
Mm.
"Is it Andy Bell from Erasure?" And she went, "Yes." Oh, no, okay. Not that. "Hey, I've just met Gem." "Well, you just met Gem? What, Gem Archer from..." "No, Gem... Oh, sorry, Gemma." Oh, I just...
Yeah. Gemma Collins. She's on our flight.
"What's about Liam?" Liam? Liam Gallagher? No, Liam. Do you know who works the butchers in the high street? Oh, okay. That Liam. All right, different Liam. I'm going to run out of time here. What time am I going to get the break, Clay?
41, 42.
All right. 43, 44.
45, 46.
47, 48.
49, 49.
Boxer George Foreman released the cooking appliance in 1994 known as Lean, Mean, Fat Reducing What Machine? This is the question, your qualifying question, if you want to be on the £25,000 box. George Foreman in 1994 released the cooking appliance known as Lean, Mean, Fat Reducing What Machine? Text to the word box, followed by your answer. Send it to 83936. Text the word box and your answer, 83936. You've now got two clues to get you nearer to opening the box and winning 25,000. But even if you're wrong today, your consolation prize is £1,000. Text costs £2 plus your standard network rate. You must be available to answer your phone when the lines close at 8 o'clock this morning. You need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain. Full terms and conditions and online entry details at radiox.co.uk. Text box and your answer, 83936.
The £25,000 box. Radio X.
Round our way, waiting for ya. I wonder if they're listening. I wonder if Liam's listening into the show.
I'd love it, wouldn't you? He's going for his morning run. He still goes for morning runs, doesn't he, I think?
Yeah. Andy might be listening.
Yeah.
Who's drumming?
Don't know.
Who's drumming?
Don't know.
They've had a few, like Spinal Tap.
Yeah, they have. They've had, who have they had? They've had Zach Starkey.
Mm-hmm.
They've had Alan White.
Chris Sharrock.
Chris Sharrock.
Great drummer.
Who else have they had? They've had a few, actually.
Phil Collins.
Yeah.
Yeah. Roger Taylor.
Roger Taylor, yeah.
Yeah. Larry Mullen Jr. Yeah. From the U2.
And Captain Crapbeard did one album as well.
They don't talk about that.
I'm going to get the break early, ironically, because I think we need to put a bit of time into your letters feature.
Right, okay. There is something incredible in there, actually.
Yes.
You're right.
So let me take a break, come back, and maybe we even put the cameras on.
Yeah,
for it.
I think so.
Because there's something visual.
Hmm.
So let me take a break, get your Global Player app on. We'll switch the cameras on in a few seconds. We'll explain all. Hang on there.
The Chris Miles Show.
Good luck texting in. We'll close the lines in 20 minutes.
The Chris Miles Show.
With the new all-electric Skoda Elroq. Jump in. Book a test drive now.
Radio X.
Hey, mate. Didn't you used to drive a diesel?
Yeah. Why?
If it was a Ford, BMW, Mercedes, Nissan, or loads of others, you could be owed up to 10 grand in compensation.
What, like that VW emissions thing?
Exactly. VW drivers got on average over 2 grand each a few years ago. Now loads more diesel drivers can claim. Just enter your reg at jointheclaim.com.
I'm checking now.
Be quick, or you might miss out.
Driven a diesel? You could be owed thousands. Check now at jointheclaim.com.
The best family time is family holiday time. And with EasyJet Holidays, brilliant summer package holidays start from just £299 per person, with millions of free kids' places available. Search EasyJet Holidays. Get out there. Price based on 2 adults for 5 nights, limited availability, 1 free child place for every 2 full paying adults sharing, at all protected, T's and C's apply.
At Halfords, we want you to say yes to packing more into summer days with a great value roof box or bike rack. Say yes to freewheeling fun with bikes and gear for all the family. Say yes to a perfectly polished car with our range of car cleaning products. And say yes to easy breezy trips with a free aircon check. Our experts are on hand with checks, advice and fitting. So pop into your local store or shop online and say yes to summer at Halfords. Subject to availability, see halfords.com for full T's and C's.
Daniel liked how easy it was to transfer his old pensions to PensionBee.
I've had quite an eclectic career, and with that I'd amassed pensions from a couple of different providers. I signed up using the app. It was really straightforward. I was able to give them a couple of key facts about each of my pensions, and then PensionBee did the rest of the work for me.
At PensionBee, we believe that when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. Download the app or go to pensionbee.com. And be pension confident. When investing, your capital is at risk.
The John Lewis sale is here. Save up to 50% on selected products. Whether you're getting the garden barbecue ready or choosing holiday outfits, find something you'll love at a price you'll love too. Visit us in-store, online and on the app to find amazing offers in home, tech, fashion, beauty and kids today. Payment plans available. Sale ends 20th of July while stocks last.
Fly with a fry. Chicken is here. The 20 hot wings bucket. 20 succulent hot wings for $7.99. Come under our wings and feel the flavour saviour. Sensation awaits. Get the deal. Believe in chicken.
KFC.
Until 20th of July. Subject to availability. Participating restaurants only. Not available on delivery. See kfc.co.uk for T's and C's.
When your deodorant has been reduced to a tiny whisper and tries to tell you,
I'm running on empty. I don't have much left to give.
No need to worry. Your new deodorant is already on its way. Arriving today with Prime. Everyday essentials delivered fast. It's on Prime. Cut-off times and T's and C's apply. See product page when ordering.
Radio X. The Chris Miles Show.
Oh, yeah, we're back. Man, that's a relief.
A message from Bubba saying, Chris, I think it's going to be different Oasis members at each gig so they all take part. Not a chance.
That would be nice if it's Gwigs.
That's right, because Liam and Noel like to share the limelight a little bit.
Here they all are. Please welcome everyone.
Do you know what? I might even stand behind the drums, give you know, so everyone gets to see you. Yeah. I don't think. No, I don't think so.
It'll be one lineup for the whole.
Yeah, and also as well, what a nightmare for rehearsals because they've got to rehearse it.
Yeah,
they've got to get it down. Now. That first gig in Cardiff has got to be on fire.
Yeah,
you know
that's what they'll be doing today. I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. They'll be in rehearsal.
Yeah,
but who and what are they playing?
Do they need us to turn up to rehearsals just to watch?
Oh, I'd love
that. Wouldn't that be great?
I've been lucky enough to see a few bands rehearse.
Yeah, I know.
And be in the room while they're doing it. And it is fascinating.
Paul McCartney was one of yours, wasn't it? Didn't you sit at the back of a room? Was that Live 8?
Live 8, so it's Hyde Park. So I watched him sound check with the band. And they just basically run through about three numbers.
Yeah.
Just to make sure.
So exciting, the sound check bit. God. I remember being in a hotel room in Dublin in 1993, in August the 28th, 1993.
And you watched The Corrs rehearsing.
Watched The Corrs, listening to you two rehearsing from our hotel window. And we were so excited. It was incredible.
Where were they playing?
They were playing the RDS, Royal Dublin Showground.
Wow.
And Stereo MCs supported them, who were awesome.
Were really they?
Good. Yeah, they were great live. Yeah, it was. It was brilliant. Double denim. But you two were awesome that night.
Well, if you've got a ticket for Cardiff, I bet you're very excited. If you've got a ticket full stop for any of the Oasis shows, I bet you're excited.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if any of Oasis are listening, good morning. I hope it's all going well.
Mm.
And just to give you a little, you know, a little insight, Oasis, whichever ones of you are listening, everybody's quite excited. It's exciting. When you think about it, and he's watching every word you say. Days. And when he says to you out, he calls it up and out she comes and hustles us. Long digging, gone fishing. Stereophonics at Radio X, Bartender and the Thief. Right, we've switched the cameras on now. Ooh! If you want to watch us live on Global Player, the official Radio X app, Global Player. If you haven't got it yet, seriously, get it. And if you're watching now live, hello, good morning. You have tuned in at a very good time.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're going to do some letters with Dominic Byrne.
Here's a lovely thing. We've been sent something, Chris, from an artist.
Yes.
Hi, Dom. Hi, everybody. Love the show. Always an entertaining and fun start to your day. You may or may not remember me. I was the artist that would make artworks on discarded objects and leave them in the street for people to find. We've talked about him before.
Yes.
Murs Street Art.
Yes.
A while back, I sent you a collage on an old 45-inch single and did a drop of artworks in Leicester Square. Enclosed, yes. Chris, is a piece of my recent work, which is an original hand-finished screen print.
Oh.
Do you want to see it?
Screen print.
Yes.
I think you'll be blown away by it.
Is it rude?
No. Not at all.
Oh, that's great.
Isn't that great? Whoops. Oh, can you see that? I'll just hold it up.
Yeah, that's great.
Isn't that good? It's really good, isn't it?
I like that.
Yeah,
it's nice.
Yeah,
it's a person.
Yeah, sorry.
Clearly, it's a person.
Well, you know who it is.
It's really good.
It's a good likeness, isn't it? Who's that, James?
Now, it's a man.
You know who that is.
You must know who that is.
Say who that is for people who aren't watching live.
No, because not everyone is watching.
He's familiar,
James.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's really good.
It's really
good.
It's
really good. It's like using that dot stuff like that artists use.
So it's all dots and it makes up and it makes up the face of
that man.
Which
are
is
you serious.
Come on.
Now
this is Murs Street Art has done this. Yeah. He's brilliant.
It's a very good, so it's got a nice pink background.
Phoenix, tell him who it is.
Come on, Phoenix, put him out of his misery.
Well, I think James, you should know.
Exactly.
Well, I do, obviously. And so, it's a do you know what? I would go as far as say it's a very brilliant likeness.
This is embarrassing.
What
if the artist is listening. Well, Chris and I instantly just went, that is awesome, of said person.
Tim Henman is a suggestion on the text.
If you're watching now, please put James out of his misery and message in and say, who is that?
Hey, there's no misery.
Mm.
We're just celebrating art.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a...
Do you know what?
Is it the name eludes you? You know who it is, but you can't think of their name.
If you saw that person walking down the street, you go, oh my God.
You go, oh my God, it's...
It's been a while.
Yeah.
We haven't hung out since last time.
Yes, right.
So you think you've met this person?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that familiar. He's got a nice... Yeah, I recognise his nose.
Because we got it straight away, didn't we? I don't understand this, James.
Now.
All right, let me read out some messages. Tim Henman says, Jonathan, Jane in Liverpool, it's Tim Henman. Stee, who the hell is that? Liam, it's Mama Cass. Ross says, Dame Edna Everidge. Stephen says, Muhammad Ali. Daniel says, Ainsley Harriet.
There's a lot of suggestions coming in. The Hulk.
Someone says, it's Arnie.
It's a musician, isn't it?
It's a musician?
Yeah.
Which route are you going down now? Go on.
Musician route.
Come on.
Now, what does...
Shall I help him?
Yeah.
Shall I help you, James?
Yeah.
Okay. Shall I tell you what I said as soon as I saw that? Before the show, James?
Yeah.
I said, who the hell is that?
Okay, fine.
And Dominic said, I have absolutely no idea.
I thought it was someone really influential.
But I do know now.
Radio X music, so
actually,
I just didn't know.
I don't know who this is, so if that's why I've put the cameras on.
Oh, good.
So I have no... Phoenix, do you know who it is? Yes, just say yes or no.
No.
No, I don't know either. Dom didn't know, you don't know.
No.
I don't know if anybody has got it on the text. But he's sent us that, but he's also sent us loads of little flyers.
So yeah, loads of flyers.
So your man's obviously very proud of this.
Yeah.
It's just that we don't know who it's meant to be. Well, Dom does, because there's a letter in
there. I do.
Now, have any of the suggestions been right?
One has been right that I've seen. One suggestion has been right. I can tell you who it isn't. I can tell you it isn't Tim Henman.
Right, because there is a bit Tim...
I can tell you it's not Ronnie Pickering. I can tell
who?
You it's not... it's not Nick Frost. It's not Muhammad Ali.
It looks like... It's like someone said it's clearly Superman.
Right.
That's because of what's on the chest.
Yeah, it's not Superman.
But only just like Superman if Steve-O from Jackass was playing him.
Right. So it's not Gareth Bale either.
Does it look like the person? Oh!
Is it a chaser?
So it doesn't...
Go on.
I don't know.
Go on.
Paul.
Cineman.
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
Of course it's not.
Now... Does it look like... To me, it doesn't look like...
Looks like
when you say, I'm going to go, oh, it doesn't look that. So...
Once you know who it is...
Stevie Wonder.
It's not Stevie Wonder. I'm now seeing very much the person who it is because I know who it is.
Tina Turner.
It's not Tina Turner.
Is it a man?
It's not Louis Theroux. It's not Vernon Kay. It's not...
I mean, I'm squinting and it's not...
It's not Stephen Hawking, someone says. Not
what? Is there something on their chest or are
the
they...
The chest is a clue.
What's on
the chest is a clue.
Is it a suit and tie?
It's not a suit and tie.
Spider-Man?
No. What would you say about his chest?
It looks like he's got a weasel on it.
Put us out of our misery.
Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
So, this is a screen print portrait of Arnold Schwarzenegger. From 1968, when he won his first Mr. Universe at the age of 20.
What?
So this is why you may not instantly recognise him, because he's a 20-year-old Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Did the 20-year-old Arnold Schwarzenegger look nothing like Arnold Schwarzenegger that we know today?
Possibly.
I mean...
Yeah.
It's a good print.
It's
really?
A great print.
I hate seeing it.
Yeah.
Like, I like what you've done there, dude, but...
Oh, he's awesome.
I can't lie. I've had a word with myself. I can't lie. I don't get it.
I thought originally it was a magic eye picture, so I was trying to script and sort of...
That's what I've been doing.
Put my head to one side.
I see it looks like Steve-O with hair more so than...
So now...
He also looks like he's farting.
Hmm. It could... I mean, it could be.
Oh, is that his open chest?
So this is his muscly chest.
Is it?
Down here.
I thought he was doing this with his hands.
It's not a T-Rex.
But look, I thought he was doing that. He's like that. Yeah. Do you know, like, people try and make the heart thing with their hands, they can't do it properly.
Synergy.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's it. Anyway,
wow.
Thank you very much. But Mozart stuff is awesome. It's really good. Merz Street Art.
Colin got it right.
Yeah, so on Instagram, it's Merz, M-E-R-Z, Street Art, if you want to go and have a look.
Yeah.
And he sent us loads of flyers as well.
Oh, yeah, please. That'd be great.
Now,
can hand them out to people.
He's doing an exhibition.
Come on, wrap this
up. He set aside some prints as giveaways for the first 5 listeners who come to the exhibition, telling me that Dom sent them.
Right.
So there you go. There'll be the details on
it. He gives you a free print for every person that goes up and goes, is it Sue Pollard?
Yeah, it's not Sue Pollard.
Is it Ainsley Harriet?
There you go. James, anyway, you feel so silly, I'm sure.
Thanks for watching. Just thought we'd switch the cameras on for that.
Yeah.
Right, I've got to very quickly tell you, you've got 3.5 minutes left if you want to text in with the answer for today's qualifying question for that £25,000 box that's right in front of me. Here is your qualifying question. Boxer George Foreman released the cooking appliance in 1994 known as Lean Mean Fat Reducing What Machine? The Lean Mean Fat Reducing What Machine, 1994. If you want to be on to play the game, you're guaranteed £1,000 if you get picked to play. So you need to text the word box, followed by the answer to the question. You've got just under 3 minutes to get that text in. 83936 is the text number, 83936. So text the word box and then the answer. Lean Mean Fat Reducing What Machine. So it's box... And then your answer, 83936. You've got 2.5 minutes to text from now. Text costs £2 plus your standard network rate. Got to be available to answer your phone when the lines close at 8 this morning. You need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain. The full terms, conditions and online entry details are at radiox.co.uk. It's got to be a text, not a WhatsApp. It has to be a text. So text the word box, which is why I say text the word box, and your answer, 83936. That's 83936. You have got 2 minutes to text in. and you could be playing the game later.
The 25,000 pound box. Radio X.
Right, what? Did you say something?
No.
Oh, I thought I heard something. Less than 2 minutes will close the lines. Dominic's got the news at 8 o'clock. Next.
The Chris Miles Show.
Chris Moyle Show.
With the new all-electric Skoda Enyaq. With a spacious and flexible interior.
Radio X. It's a chilled summer's day. The twins are splashing in the paddling pool while Mrs. Thing puts her feet up. She's proper chuffed, having saved money on a British Gas boiler service. It's like an MOT for your boiler. Just £79, reduced from £109. Bliss. Well, it was nice while it lasted. British Gas. Taking care of things. Visit britishgas.co.uk to learn more and see full T's and C's. Sale ends 9th of September 2025. Offer available to new boiler service contract customers.
McDonald's burgers are prepared to order. And the patties are made from whole cuts of beef, sourced from farms across Britain and Ireland, with a pinch of salt and pepper, nothing else. There's not much else to say, really. That sizzle speaks louder than words. Served after 11 a.m, subject to availability.
Yes, it's number one. It's top of the shops again. Aldi has won which cheapest supermarket for the last 19 months in a row. And you can't match that, because only Aldi has Aldi prices on everything. So if you want bags of amazing value, you know exactly where to come. Visit aldi.co.uk/awards for more.
Find me somebody to love.
The Dream Stock Clearance Sale ends Tuesday. Shop now for up to 40% off. Dreams. Love your bed.
And now your Party Rings traffic report. We've got Phil on the line. Phil, I hear you were in a traffic jam.
Sorry, just finishing my party ring. It's been a wild morning. I was at the lights and the guy ahead wasn't moving, so I gave him a honk. But instead of the honk, I got a clown toot and a burst of colourful confetti.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's all the horns, listen!
Sounds like a party ring thing, Phil.
Everyone's honking for laughs!
Live life in full colour with party rings.
If your car finance was missold, you can reclaim what you're owed. Reclaim 24/7, reclaim 24/7.
You might not know if you're missold car finance, but finding out is quick and easy. Simply enter a few details at reclaim247.co.uk and we'll check if you have a claim and what you could be owed. Text claim to 8228 or visit reclaim247.co.uk.
Radio X. News update next.
How likely is she to, you know, have another heart attack?
Can I still go to the gym after heart surgery?
Is my mum still my mum if she has a new heart?
When it comes to heart health, no question is too big or small. That's why British Heart Foundation have dedicated cardiac nurses you can speak to by phone, email, or online chat.
Hi, this is Chloe from British Heart Foundation. How can I help?
Search BHF Cardiac Nurses.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
I'm excited today. I don't know why. I think it's because I shouted at James at the start of the show and he put me in a really good mood.
Ah, but you're all friends now, which is nice.
Oh, and...
And also, it's nearly Glastonbury. That's why you're excited.
We're not friends.
Are you not friends?
Best friends.
Best friends.
No, no.
Best buds.
No. You know he's going to make up a bed for me in his camper van just in case I want to stay
James,
over.
James, that's so nice.
I do have a spare bed.
Do you?
Yeah.
There you go, Chris.
Also, Captain Crackbeard's going to be stopping off at Tesco's in Shepton Mallet on his way to Glastonbury. We've worked out it's going to be after 9 o'clock, maybe about 9:15. So if you'd like to meet Captain Crackbeard and his weird transit camper van...
Yes.
...then he'll be stocking up at Tesco's Shepton Mallet about 9:15.
Yeah. We know the reg, but we're not going to give it out in case the police get involved or something.
No, we will.
Oh, we will?
Yeah.
Fine.
And then people can, like, beep at him and...
That's everything. It, wave him.
All that. Right, lines are now closed for the £25,000 box. We need to pick somebody. We need them to play the game. We need to give them £1,000 if they're wrong. Or they could get it today. It could go. £25,000 box. First of all, Dom's got your news and sport. It's 3 minutes past eight.
From Global's newsroom, we can reveal more than 500 convicted terrorists are currently free on the streets of Britain. Data analysed by Global original podcast The Crime Agents shows they're either out on licence or their sentences have expired. Richard Smith from Counter-Terror Policing has told us they keep a close watch on that group in case they reoffend.
We know that they have had an ideology. We know that they've offended before. And they may or may not then go on to commit further offences. So we are very interested in the management and the monitoring of this group of people.
The Ministry of Justice says probation funding will rise by nearly half in the next 3 years to help keep people safe. In other news, more adults than ever are apparently struggling to get by on their current income. It's true of 26% of respondents to a British Social Attitudes report, which is a record high. It's claimed nuclear strikes in Iran could still be intact, despite Donald Trump claiming they were obliterated in US airstrikes. New leaked intelligence suggests they actually pushed the program back a bit. The US president says that's not true, though.
Had a magnificent hit in the dark of night with no moon, no light, no nothing. They hit the target perfectly.
The UK is going to buy 12 new fighter jets that can carry nuclear bombs. The F-35A jets can also have more regular weapons on them. Sir Keir Starmer will give more details. That's at the NATO summit later today.
Sport.
England cricketer Ben Duckett says the team always believed in themselves after completing a stunning first test victory against India yesterday.
His name is Ben Duckett.
Ben Duckett.
Well, you've got it. If that ball's coming towards you, it'll hurt.
He was very good yesterday. He got 149 runs as they sealed the country's second highest ever test chase of 371 runs. It means they take a 1-0 lead in the series. Joe Root and Jamie Smith guided the team to a 5-wicket win at Headingley. Duckett told Sky Sports News the team never panicked.
If India take a couple of wickets, it's a completely different game. But we do try and stay calm in different situations. I think, you know, when you've got Joe Root out in the middle, it's fairly easy to stay calm.
And Chelsea are through to the last 16 of the Club World Cup. They finished second in Group D. They got a 3-0 win against ES Tunis from Tunisia. They'll play Benfica next.
Hello, Dom.
Hello, Ben Duckett.
Yeah, just talking about cricket there.
Well done yesterday. You got 149 runs, didn't you?
Thank you, yes.
You were also. I was watching it. I was watching most of it.
I wanted 150.
Right.
I'm a bit disappointed.
Well, you're very good.
Thank you.
Played some of the best cricket I've ever seen
you
play.
I like playing cricket.
Yep. You like cricket?
Yeah.
Yep.
Love the cricket business.
Yep.
Of cricket.
Cricket. Ben Duckett, thank you.
And I do.
And he did.
Yeah. Barriers. Fences.
Right. Ironically, he doesn't need to. Very short.
My nickname is Limbo.
Limbo, is it?
Yeah.
Weather.
With eBay.
Bye.
Get your vehicle's summer road trip ready with their wide range of parts and accessories.
Bit of a cloudy start with lots of showers for many places, but then it will brighten up throughout the day, feeling a bit humid as well, and temperatures hitting 28 degrees today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Thank you, Dominic Byrne.
This is Radio X
from Global.
Hello.
Oh, where's my 8 o'clock?
Where's my 8 o'clock, James?
Oh, it's the top and bed.
Where's my 8 o'clock? Yeah, what day is it? Wednesday? Hold on. I put it in there. I pressed the button.
Hello.
There you go. Captain, where are you?
Good morning, Great Britain. It's just gone 8 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Wednesday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square, across the United Kingdom.
Boost is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't want Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Good morning, everybody. 7 minutes past eight. It is Wednesday, June 25th. Boy George won again at Newbury. He's won his last three races.
Oh, well done.
This is Boy George the horse.
Yes.
As opposed to Boy George the man.
Yeah. He wasn't racing at Newbury the man, was he?
Also, Rachel is the flag bearer with the QR code who has just arrived at Glastonbury this morning.
Ah, awesome. Well done, Rachel.
Lots of our flag bearers are arriving there today. Rosie would have been first in the queue, probably. No doubt.
Yeah.
Rosie posted a picture of herself outside a very smart-looking... I mean, I wouldn't even say... It's not a camper van. It's like a mobile home.
Oh, really? Like the one De Niro drives in Meet the Parents. It's
massive.
One of those huge ones.
Huge. Mm. RV.
Yeah, it's, RV.
She's camped up, set up. We can speak to her after nine.
Oh, really, today?
Oh, really? Oh,
awesome. God.
And we can speak to someone else after 8:30.
I would think it'd be quite fun to be at Glastonbury on the Wednesday before it all proper kicks off. Like, just to... I saw a great picture somebody took of the pyramid stage, which is just a couple of people sat on the grass. But there was, like, that entire field. It was like, there was, like, five people in the picture.
Yeah. Somebody sent a picture of my flag, and I sent it to James. Have you got it, James?
Oh, yes.
I just texted you. So it's my flag in the middle of an empty field, basically. Just me. Or it's the condom one.
Was it like 9 minutes ago that the gates opened? Do they open at 8?
Do you know what? I'm going to say yes. I think it is 8:00.
Wow.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Yeah.
The gates are now open. Welcome to Glastonbury. Shed 7 are playing in Glastonbury. They played... the other stage in 1995.
Wow, was it really that long ago?
30 years later, they posted a brilliant Instagram video. Like 6 albums, 2 number ones, 2 number one albums.
Yeah.
30 years later, and they are back playing Glastonbury.
That's so cool.
Isn't it? Oh, I really
You're
want
gonna
to
try,
see them.
You? Yeah. Try and see them.
Yeah, I really do.
Are they then staying?
It's going to be tight.
Do you know if they're then staying for the weekend?
I don't know.
The sheds.
Rick, are you staying for the weekend? I know Rick listens.
Hmm.
Morning, Rick. Morning, Claire.
I guess they might have other gigs or something.
I don't know. You'd keep the diary free, wouldn't you? But then again, they're gigging so much at the moment, Shed 7. Yeah, it's going to be... I've got to try and venture out. There are still areas of Glastonbury... that I've never been to. Now, some of the areas I might have been to, but I didn't know.
Right.
But like...
Have you been up to the healing fields?
I don't know.
Okay, that's where all
Honestly,
the...
I had to ask... Oh, Nick, if you're listening, I forgot to call you back yesterday. Sorry, dude. If Nick's listening, or Jody's listening, or Tim, they'll be able... They would answer these questions better than me.
Right.
Right. I know. I went to... Now... I've been to the pyramid stage.
Yes.
I've been to the other stage.
Yes.
And what's the stage where Haircut 100 played last year? Can anybody tell me? I've been there.
Was that Avalon something?
Woodsies?
I don't know if that's Woodsies.
Right.
But if it is, then that's great because I know how to get there. I've been to the Greenpeace stage.
Yes.
Which one did you perform at?
Avalon Cafe, I think it was.
I've been to the Avalon Cafe.
Yeah.
I went to a stage and watched Michael Kiwanuka.
Oh, and did you think he was great?
Yeah, he's brilliant.
He's awesome, isn't he? Incredible voice.
Oh, yeah, it's fantastic.
Have you been to the pier where they build Glasto-on-Sea and it's a proper old school pier?
Now, I don't think so.
Okay. You've got to head up that way.
I've been to a few bars because there was one year we went and it was raining and we took shelter. It was like a treetop bar, but on the ground.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's kind of like a tiki bar. Wooden, it's kind of wooden-y.
Yes. That's not far away, I don't think.
I don't know what that was, but I've been there.
Was I with
I've
you?
I've been to... Now, where's the big alien dance DJ booth? Is that Arcadia?
Yes. That's Arcadia.
Right.
You've been there?
Been there because we were waiting to watch Fatboy Slim and then somebody told us he'd finished about an hour and a half earlier or it was Daft Punk or something. And we were like, because you can't see up in the booth. So we're like, yeah, this is great. Somebody went, who do you think that is? And we were like, I can't remember if it was meant to be Daft Punk or Fatboy Slim. And they went... No, they're not on for another hour and a half. Yeah. Or they've already finished. Was one or the other.
Have you ever been down the rabbit hole?
No.
Right, it's just as well.
I've never got in there.
Now, no, is it actually underground?
Yes.
Is it a hole?
Yeah, we lost Dave there for 9 hours.
For a year.
Yeah, he was a completely different person when he came out again.
Yeah, I do, so there's so much I've not seen.
Yeah.
See, Dom, the problem is the lure of hospitality.
No, you're going to get out and explore.
I don't have to.
Yeah. Come with me perhaps, up the healing fields.
Perhaps this year is the year that we take...
Like, I sat on a hill once.
Right.
We sat on a hill once. It could have been near the Glastonbury sign, I'm not sure.
Okay.
But we sat on a hill once because we were there with John Bishop.
Right.
And John... annoyingly had a gig in the diary that he had to do. He couldn't get out of it.
Ah, right.
So it was like he came to Glastonbury on the Friday and then on the Saturday we hung around with him for a bit and then he had to leave because he had to go and do a gig.
Ah.
And then I think he came back on the Sunday.
Right.
But yeah, I'd had to check with the lads to exactly where I've been.
Yeah.
That's not bad. I mean, what's that? 7-8 stages out of, what, 200?
Yeah. Well, you know, perhaps this year is the year.
Right, let me play a song because the £25,000 box is just itching to be played. We're going to get somebody on to play the game. Oh, will it be a man? Will it be a woman? Every day it's been a man so far. We'll find out in a few minutes after White Stripes.
Radio X.
Come on, then.
Coming up, more giddiness as the team, apart from Dom, are getting excited for Glastonbury.
Still excited.
All of our Radio X flag bearers are making their way to Glastonbury, and we might speak to one of them shortly. Plus, if you enter, don't go anywhere, as we could be calling you to give you £25,000 after this next record. Does anyone want to know that it's exactly 6 months until Christmas?
No.
Okay, I won't tell you then.
Thank you.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
All right. £25,000. Locked. Inside a box. Name the correct Radio X artist. That money is yours. We'll play after the White Stripes.
You got a reaction. You got a reaction, didn't you? You took a wild orchid. You took a wild orchid and turned it blue. Something better than nothing. Something better than nothing is giving up. You need to do something. Try keep the truth from showing up. How dare you? How are you now anyway? How dare you? How are you now anyway?
White Stripes, Blue Orchid at Radio X 817. It's the Chris Moyle Show on Radio X. Write it down.
Hi, I'm doing a radio survey.
Yes, I'll do it.
Thank you.
Right, £25,000 up for grabs in a £25,000 box. So let's play the £25,000 box.
The 25,000
£1,000 box. Radio X.
Welcome to the box. Guess the artist and win £25,000. Guess wrong, and the box remains secure.
Inside that box right there is £25,000, but it's locked. The only way you unlock it is by caressing it.
Wow, I didn't know that.
That was...
Right, come here, you.
That was correctly guessing. Oh, I was making it sound well dramatic as well. The only way you can unlock the box is by caressing it.
Yeah, gosh.
The password, the key to unlock the box is a Radio X artist. It is either a solo artist or a band. We've given you a couple of clues so far, but not many. If you unlock the box, you win £25,000. But whoever gets to play today automatically wins £1,000 just for playing. So let's find out who's playing today.
Selecting caller. Caller selected.
All right. £1,000 then.
Here we go.
Even if you're wrong, you get £1,000. And that money is going to go to you no matter what. It's yours on line five.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm very well now.
What's your name?
Stuart.
Stuart.
I can't believe this.
Well, you're on, Stuart. Believe it.
Well done, Stuant.
Was it a mistake? Were we not meant to call you?
Oh, you almost didn't answer the phone, and I'm so glad I did.
Oh, stop.
Oh, I thought it was going to be a salesman. I don't recognise the number. And I thought, oh, I did enter. Should I? And then, oh, I'm so glad I answered.
Thank God for that.
Yeah.
So where are you, Stuart?
Oh, well, I'm in the West Midlands at the moment, just outside the lovely town of Dudley.
Oh,
beautiful. God's country, of course.
Outside the Dudley.
Is that near Droitwich?
It's not a million miles away. I've called outside a block of flats that look very rough. So.
Oh, that's lovely. Do you work for the tourist board? I can't work it out.
Who do you work for?
Put them in a bad place. I work for a local college.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Is it a good local
teaching
college?
You today. It's a very good college, yeah.
Oh, did you say you're teaching?
Yes, yeah.
Oh,
great.
So he's a teacher?
Yeah.
Mm. Teaching young adults the future of today.
Brilliant.
Oh, God. Is there a future from today?
It's not looking too promising at the moment.
It's all right. It's good for you. You just want a grand.
I like Chris and Tom. You've got £1,000. Well done. Now, tell us about you. You married? You got family?
Oh, do you know what? Today is my wedding anniversary.
Oh, congratulations.
I forgot until my wife told me this morning.
Oh, you old romantic. Yeah. How many years?
Four now.
Oh,
well.
He remembers it like it was yesterday. Oh, yeah. And you know what a horrible day yesterday was, don't you? And you, of course, married the beautiful Laura.
Katie.
Yeah. And you've got no kids, have you? You don't have any kids yet?
I've got one little boy.
You've got a little boy, of course. You've got Samuel.
Close. Do you want another go?
Ben.
Rory.
I was almost Rory.
You were?
It's a lovely Irish name.
It is. Was it after Rory McIlroy?
It was actually after Rory McIlroy, yeah.
Was it? Are you a big golf fan?
Yeah. I love golf. And then we joked about it for the whole 9 months, and then he came out and I was like, he just looks like a Rory, so let's call him it.
Could have been Tiger.
I don't know if that would go as well, but...
No.
I think Seve.
Rory's better. Yes, Seve. That'd be a great name.
Well, anyway, this is all fun and games, but here's the thing. You've got £1,000, Stuart, no matter what. £1,000 is yours. Well done.
Thank you.
But would you like to play for £25,000?
I would love to.
Shall we?
Yes, please.
Okay. That's the box right there in front of me, Stuart. I can literally almost touch it. It's got £25,000 in it. That money could be yours. I'm going to ask you in a few seconds who you think is the Radio X artist to unlock the box. But before I do, why have you picked this particular artist? I'm always interested into why the callers have gone for whatever they're going to say.
I had an artist in mind for the last few weeks, but the clue yesterday made me change my mind.
Ah.
The clue that came out yesterday was it is not a British artist. Mm.
The band I had in mind, I thought, oh, they're Irish, so this is brilliant. And then I looked them up and they're actually from London, so I had to get rid of my initial guess.
Ah.
I then started searching for American bands, and I was between a couple. I got in the car yesterday to pick my son up, and this band was playing. And I was like, well, that's Divine Intervention. I'm going to pick that band if I get on.
Okay, so we're locking in the band Divine Intervention. I've never heard of them myself, but let's see if you're right.
It's actually a great name for a band, isn't it?
Okay, so the only clues that we have so far is not a one-word artist, not a British artist, but it can be a solo artist or a band. So, I have no idea what the right answer is, and I equally have no idea what you're about to say. So, Stuart, tell us, for £25,000, who do you think is the artist that's going to unlock the box?
Chris, the artist that I think is going to unlock the box is Kings of Leon.
Not a one-word artist?
No.
Not a British artist?
No.
Have you noticed I can't say British artist? I keep saying British artist.
Ooh.
Do you want me to lock in your answer?
Yes, please, Chris.
Your answer is locked in.
Oh, come on. Come on, Stuart.
You've got £1,000, Stuart, no matter what. If you're wrong, you've got £1,000 going to you.
That's more than enough anyway.
If you're right, I'm going to take that £1,000 off you and give you £25,000. Shall we find out how much money you're leaving with today?
Yes, please.
For £25,000, is the correct artist Kings of Leon?
You wrong.
Ah. Oh, well.
Stuart, between me and you, that was my guess as well.
Was it?
I actually felt quite confident.
Mm, so did I.
Yeah. I thought you might have had it, actually. But again,
mate.
I was between two. I'll be annoyed if it's the other one.
Well, don't say.
I won't say who it is.
Don't say, because you can get Katie to... Maybe Katie can do it instead of you tomorrow.
I'll get her to text in tomorrow.
Well, she won't be on because this game seemingly can't get a woman caller. Every caller so far has been a bloke. And they, I swear, totally picked at random.
Yeah.
It really is. But anyway, Stuart, lovely talking to you. Have a great rest of the week. Enjoy your £1,000.
Thank you. Take care.
Cheers, man.
Bye.
The box remains secure.
Right. So, we go again. Day 19 tomorrow. Day 19. What are you thinking? Who do you think it is? Have you been with the same thought since day one? Not a one-word artist, not a British artist. It's a solo artist or it's a band. If you want to play tomorrow, you need to answer our brand new qualifying question. Get on the air and just like Stuart, you get £1,000 just for playing.
Oh, I can't believe this.
I can't believe it either. And then you get to have a guess. Then you get to be all excited.
Morsey!
Yep, what?
It's like you're going to hang up, isn't it?
All right, so brand new qualifying question for you. You know what to do by now. You have to send us a text. It has to start with the word box. So you will text the word box and your answer to 83936. Here's your question. What colour is the Chancellor's box held up for the press on budget day? What colour is the Chancellor's box held up for the press on budget day? You know the colour. Text the word box and that colour and send it to 83936. It's got to be a text to 83936. You write the word box and you write the colour. That text will cost you £2 plus your standard network rate. You must be available to answer your phone when the lines close at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. That's Thursday. You need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain. Full terms, conditions, and online entry details at radiox.co.uk. Now, listen to me. Listen. Yes, the clues aren't, like, making it super easy, but not a one-word artist, not a British artist. Mm. Who do you think it is? You could win £25,000 tomorrow. And even if you don't win just for playing the game, you get £1,000 just like Stuart did. So, what colour is the Chancellor's box held up for the press and budget day? Text box and your answer to 83936. You could be on tomorrow.
The £25,000 box. Radio X.
Jam was a scientist. He was hooked on LSD. Interested in mind control and how the monkey held the key. Said that all of his experiments are what he's planning for the air. It's for the unsuspecting citizens who hallucinate in fear. Sing that. With a package in his hand, tied to the suspect, and chance him where he stands.